Yeah, the basketball crowd last night was, well, let's just say it was par for the course.
And it was about half of what the women drew against Baylor the night before.
Yeah. It was pathetic. But the thing that got me more than anything else after I kind of got over how awful the crowd was, what got me was with 50 seconds left last night.
Uh-huh.
A&M's down by 6. 50 seconds left. It's still a two-possession game, and they foul a K-State player on purpose to send him to the line with the hopes, obviously, that he would miss the free throws.
Right.
As I said, it's a two-possession game. People start leaving. There's 50 seconds left in the 50 seconds is an eternity in a basketball game that's less than a 10-point difference.
That's
certainly
right.
It was
a 6-point game, was it not?
Yeah,
was
that's
it?
What I said.
Yeah, two threes. Right.
I mean, and they just start streaming out. In fact, one of the other guys, you know, who shall remain nameless, looked at me and said, he said, I didn't hear the fire drill. I mean,
you know, they come for an hour and 50 minutes, but you want to. It's not like the parking lot's that full.
I was going to say, what are you going to beat traffic? I mean,
the other cars that are there for the baseball game that's still going on, so those cars aren't moving.
You got 6,000 people in an arena that holds 13,000, and you're worried. And if you're worried about post game traffic, why are you going to the basketball game in the first place?
Well, let's leave now. It's halftime.
There you go. Well.
Oh well.
They won't have to worry about that anymore. There this year.
Rant over.
Uh-huh. We got a lot of info.
Mason.
Perfect situation. See, I don't know. I'm not going to call people out because if I wasn't working the games, I probably wouldn't go. But I think the fans gave up on the team long before the players gave up.
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. Never had it this season.
But just from a basketball IQ standpoint, that shows that you have none if you leave with 50 seconds left.
There you go.
Weekdays, the Dr. Oz Show is bigger than ever. More life-changing information.
We're issuing a critical alert.
Revolutionary anti-aging secrets.
I had no idea.
New weight loss breakthroughs.
You're going to hear this.
And it's all for you.
Nothing is off limits.
Be there for the show everyone's talking about. Weekdays on the Dr. Oz Show. Your life, your doctor.
Dr. Oz, weekdays at 4 on KAGS HD.
Living in the heart of the Brazos Valley, the weather can play tricks on us. But you don't have to worry. I'm KAG's Chief Meteorologist, Jared Plushnick, and we know you're busy. Kids, job, the house. I'm here to help you get the kids and you out the door ready for whatever the weather brings. Plus, Matthew and Emily bring you the stories that really matter to you. From right here in the Brazos Valley.
Local newscasts. Local people. Living here. Working here. KAG's HD News. Weeknights at 6 and 10 p.m.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Tony Roma's is offering up plates full of deliciousness that you can't afford to miss. Tony Roma's is tired of Monday getting a bad rap, so we introduced Endless Rib Mondays. So grab some guys and get some ribs. Endless Rib Mondays, only at Tony Roma's. Tony Roma's, just off the bypass in Bryan in front of Premier Cinema. Visit freelunchfridays.com for a chance to win free lunch at Tony Roma's. Or text LUNCH to 89031. There's two ways to win free lunch from Tony Roma's. Text LUNCH to 89031 or visit FreeLunchFridays.com.
619 News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And happy birthday to you if you're a leap day birthday.
For the first time in 4 years.
How about that? It is February the 29th. Normally we talk about these on March the 1st or February the 28th, but you get your birthday this year. And as far as famous people, I don't see that many on either one of my lists. Actor Antonio Sabato Jr., I think he's a soap opera actor. He was born in 1972.
He was on Melrose Place and General Hospital. He's one of those dreamy guys.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's 40 years old. Motivational speaker Tony Robbins was born on Leap Day. He's 52 years old today. And Jack Lausma, he's the American Space Shuttle Commander and Skylab astronaut. He turned 76 years old. And
he was the recipient of Tom Hanks's famous message. Oh wait, excuse me, Jim Lovell's famous message.
That's right.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Yeah, that's right.
Tom Hanks was the one that said, "Houston, we have a problem," but Jim Lovell was the actual astronaut on the actual Apollo 13 who said, "Houston, we've had a problem," and Jack Lousma was the one who received that message.
There you go. There you go. Gretchen Christopher was a singer with a group called the Fleetwoods in the 50s. They sang a song called Come Softly to Me.
Huh.
I had the vinyl, as a matter of
fact. Really? What was the B-side to that? Do you remember?
I don't remember. She's 72 years old today. And the first female African-American weather anchor in Detroit in 1975, Sharon Bush, turns 60 years old today. Like I said, it's a B-list, but they're all leap day birthdays. Seems like Dennis Farina, an actor, was born in 1944, so he's about 68 years old today. That's all I got.
Alex Rocco, who played Mo Green in The Godfather.
You know,
he ran the Tropicana until the day of the baptism, and Michael had him wiped out.
Yeah.
He was most everybody. Yes, he was born on this day in 1936, which would make him 76, just like Jack Lousma. Ja Rule, he's a rapper. It says rapper actor, but They play him a little bit down the hall on Candy. He's 36 today. But here's the one I don't understand. It says NFL quarterback Jay Cutler is 29. How can you be born on leap year and be born on and be 29 years old? Exactly. Exactly.
It just doesn't work.
I think that's
not divisible by 4.
I think that's a typo. I think that's unless he's 28.
Yeah.
Which is possible, but this has him at 29, which no, don't think that's going to be the case, but
probably the most famous person on my list that was born on a leap day was Dinah Shore.
Oh, okay.
In 1916, she would have been 96 years old today.
And no longer with us.
There you go.
Today is also today, obviously, leap day. We mentioned that. Today is Bachelor's Day. It's a day of supposed immunity for unmarried men during leap year, a year during which bachelors are traditionally regarded as fair game for dates and proposals of marriage by women. Really?
It only happens once every 4 years.
Apparently so.
It's like the Olympics.
Today is National Underlings Day. It's a day to recognize who is neither a boss nor a professional assistant, both of whom have annual days already.
Uh-huh.
And then go celebrate with this. Today's also National Frog Legs Day. So
go
enjoy some of those while they...
Yeah, the frogs don't like it.
No, they don't. They
protest.
They just kind of crawl around a little bit.
Yeah.